Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
We've talked before about cities that have got crazy parking rules. Chicago's might be the most draconian of rules out there. And a man has filed a federal lawsuit suggesting that they are unconstitutional, what they do in Chicago. Out of NBC 5 Chicago, the story is that the federal lawsuit challenges City of Chicago's controversial towing program. Joseph Woloski says, as a society, we're supposed to have laws that also protect us. Man has a point. Chicago man filed a federal lawsuit recently after going after the city of Chicago, challenging that city's controversial towing program. If you are in Chicago and you get your car ticketed twice in Chicago and don't pay those two tickets, the third time they find your car, they will boot your car, tow it, and if you don't resolve it quickly, they'll auction your car off well below market value and then say, well, we use that to pay the tickets, and then if you've got a lien holder in that car, you're out of luck, and you're just out of luck all the way around. So all it takes is two or more unpaid tickets for Chicago to boot and then tow your car. And that happened 20,000 times last year. Do the math. Now, a Chicago man is suing because he says the city's tow and sell program cost him far more than the price of a couple of tickets. He says he went out to the vehicle, saw the boot, and was shocked. He said he parked his new Nissan on the northwest side 2 years ago and was booted and ticketed because he had three unpaid tickets. Now, you're going to say, Steve, pay your tickets. Well, yes, but remember that fines and penalties have got to be in proportion to the crime alleged. Timms versus Indiana. So, the city towed his car to the City of Chicago Central Auto Pound, and when he didn't pay for it quickly enough, the city sold it to a towing company for a couple hundred dollars. So his Nissan was sold for a couple hundred dollars. He says, I didn't feel it was right that I was going to be left with over a $17,000 debt for $500 in unpaid tickets. He says that the city's towing program is unconstitutional, and it sounds like it is, because fines and punishments are supposed to be proportional to the crimes alleged. And unpaid parking tickets, you don't think that should amount to a $17,000 fine. So his attorney says it's a basic tenet of American law that the government can't take your property without just compensation and also due process. I think everyone is familiar with that concept, and in this case, that's exactly what the city is doing. They are taking your property, and they're not giving them anything in return except additional debt. A spokesperson for the mayor's office said the administration has already taken action to begin reforming the city's historically regressive ticket policies to reduce the burden of city debt and expand access to debt compliance programs for low-income residents. While we have not seen and therefore cannot comment on this suit, it's important to note that the administration is actively working to evaluate the city's complex impound systems to find ways to enhance them and ensure that residents aren't losing their cars simply due to an inability to pay. Well, and that's not just the only point here. The point is that even if you can't pay, you shouldn't be penalized $17,000 for three unpaid tickets. The man who filed the lawsuit is still without his car, without his job, and his mounting debts are something he faces. He said, I knew it was wrong, and I asked myself, how could this be? How is this possible? Because as a society, we're supposed to have laws that also protect us. And I would like to lump this in, and I might start a category and a playlist on my channel. I've got a couple playlists started already. But this is a great example of one of the types of laws, or I don't even call it, but this whole concept, where a municipality or a government, whether it's a state, the feds, or a local government, makes money off of something. And they figured out a way to make more money than they ought to. Because everyone knows if you feed the meter, they make a little bit of money. If you don't feed the meter and you get a ticket, they make a whole bunch of money. If you pay the ticket late, they make a lot of money. And so, oddly, they're incentivized. And they hope that you won't pay your ticket, you won't pay it on time, and so on. And the idea that, okay, you can put money in the meter and pay, I don't know, $3 to park for a little while. Purposely saying a little while because I don't know how long you get to park for $3 in the streets of Chicago. Probably 13 seconds. But you put $3 into a meter. And you might do that with a card nowadays. Modern technology, who'd have thunk it? You put $3 in the meter and you come back and your meter's off by a minute. You come back 3 hours, and a minute later, and there's a ticket on your car. That ticket is for more, substantially more, than that one extra minute would have cost you if you had paid for it. But we understand that. That makes sense to us, okay? So you could have put more money in the meter, maybe, but you didn't, and you now have the ticket. You don't pay the ticket, and oftentimes the fine just doubles, right? Just doubles. Again, we understand that. But let's suppose that the ticket's a $25 ticket. I'm making stuff up here, and I know you're going to say, Steve, it's not $25. It's either more or less, whatever. $25 ticket, okay? But you don't pay it. It'll say unpaid, it becomes $50. You now owe $50 for that ticket, okay? Now you've got two unpaid tickets. So you owe the city, no question, you owe the city $100. $100. They find your car on the street. And by the way, if they find your car on the street, they're, it appears that they'll boot your car with two or more tickets. So you could have parked legally the third time. If they find your car, they boot it. So your car is parked and it's now booted, even though you parked it legally. And you owe them $100. Okay, so again, I these numbers might be off a little bit, but proportionally, I think they're going to be correct. So you owe them $100, but your car has been booted. It gets taken to an impound lot. For whatever reason, you're scrambling. You can't do it. You got an emergency, whatever. They take your car and they auction it. And they sell it free of all liens somehow. And now a towing company appears to have bought the vehicle. But the one thing about a lot of these city auctions, they may or may not be very well advertised. They may or may not be very well attended. And let's face it, who knows what's in the impound yard other than the people who work there? So you might show up one day for an auction and see a bunch of wrecked cars. Go, I'm not coming back. Next time you show up, there's a brand new Nissan. And you're the only person bidding on it. Pay a couple $100. Now you got a brand new Nissan, somehow free and clear of that lien. It's another problem we'll get to in a second. So the point is that your vehicle just got sold, but you still owe $17,000 on it. You have now been penalized $17,000 for your lack of paying $50 or $100 in parking tickets. And that is a grossly disproportionate penalty for the wrong you are alleged to have committed. And that is unconstitutional. So that, my friends, I believe this is a very, very good lawsuit. Now, some of you are saying, Steve, how do they sell the vehicle without the lien on it? Because we discussed this before that Massachusetts, I believe, was a state that was doing this also, where they were coming into possession of vehicles with liens on them and getting them sold without the liens. And I hate to talk about the Uniform Commercial Code too much out of context because many people seem to think it's the sovereign citizen Bible. But there is an article in the UCC, Article 9, which covers secured transactions. And when you buy a vehicle and you agree to make payments over time and you pledge the vehicle as the collateral on the loan, it's called a purchase money security interest because the purchase money is secured by the interest that you give them in the object you're buying from them. And then that loan usually gets assigned to a third party. But the UCC's got a whole process whereby the lien holder can protect themselves by putting their name on the title, especially in a system where there is a neutral holder of those records. And in most states, that would be the DMV or the Secretary of State's office in Michigan. And they hold a copy of the title that shows the lien. And until they get served the lien termination statement, every time they reissue that title, they'll reissue it with that lien on it to protect the lender's interests. And if they didn't do that, lenders would stop lending in those states, which is when many people pointed out, why would these companies continue lending in Massachusetts if that can happen there? So I would be very curious to know how this works out. If you are a lender in Illinois and one of your vehicles that has a lien on it gets seized in Chicago and sold at an auction without notifying you that they're doing that, that's crazy. So there's a lot of stuff to unpack here. But the most obvious one is that to seize a vehicle over a couple $100 in unpaid parking tickets and sell it at a gigantic loss to the owner sounds unconstitutional to me. But you'll notice that the mayor is already backpedaling, saying, oh, we're reworking this right now. Gee, I wonder why. Questions, comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. I found it. Now, where did I put it?